What time was this? Around midnight. Dick said it was 7 miles more to Holcomb. All the rest of the way he kept talking to himself, saying this ought to be here and that ought to be there, according to the instructions he'd memorized. I hardly realized it when we went into Holcomb. It was such a little settlement. We crossed a railroad track. Suddenly Dick said, "This is it. This has to be it." It was the entrance to a private road lined with trees. We slowed down and turned off the lights. Didn't need 'em, account of the moon. There wasn't nothing else up there, not a cloud, nothing. Just that full moon. It was like broad daylight, and when we started up the road, Dick said, "Look at the spread. The barns, that house. Don't tell me this guy ain't loaded." But I didn't like the setup, the atmosphere. It was sort of too impressive. We parked in the shadows of a tree. While we were sitting there, a light came on, not in the main house, but a house maybe 100 yards to the left. Dick said it was the hired man's house. He knew because of the diagram, but said it was a damn sight nearer the clutter house than it was supposed to be. Then the light went off. "Mr. Dewey, the witness you mentioned, is that who you meant, the hired man?"
No, he never heard a sound, but his wife was nursing a sick baby. He said they were up and down the whole night.
A sick baby. Well, I wondered. While we were still sitting there, it happened again. The light flashed on and off, and that really put bubbles in my blood. I told Dick to count me out. If he was determined to go ahead with it, he'd have to do it alone. He started the car. We were leaving, and I thought, bless Jesus, I've always trusted my intuitions. They've saved my life more than once. But halfway down the road, Dick stopped. He was sore as hell. I could see he was thinking, here I've set up this big score. Here we've come all this way, and now this punk wants to chicken out? He said, "Maybe you think I ain't got the guts to do it alone, but by God, I'll show you who's got guts." There was some liquor in the car. We each had a drink, and I told him, "Okay, Dick, I'm with you." So we turned back, parked where we had been before, in the shadows of a tree. Dick put on gloves. I'd already put on mine. He carried a knife and a flashlight. I had the gun. The house looked tremendous in the moonlight. Looked empty. I remember hoping there was nobody home. Dewey says,
"But you saw a dog?"
"No."
"The family had an old gun-shy dog. We couldn't understand why he didn't bark, unless he'd seen a gun and bolted."
Well, I didn't see anything or a nobody. That's why I never believed it, about an eyewitness.
Not eyewitness. Witness. Someone whose testimony associates you and Hickok with this case.
Him. And Dick always said he'd be too scared.